Hello everyone, welcome to our morning devotional. We are continuing on in the book of 1 Samuel, and we'll read chapter 12. And Samuel said to all Israel, "Behold, I have obeyed your voice in all that you have said to me, and I made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walks before you, and I am old and gray. And behold, my sons are with you. I have walked before you from my youth until this day. Here I am, testify against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose donkey have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or from whose hand have I taken a bribe to blind my eyes with? Testify against me, and I will restore it for you." They said, "You have not defrauded us or oppressed us or taken anything from any man's hand." And he said to them, "The Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found anything in my hand." And they said, "He is witness." And Samuel said to the people, "The Lord is witness, who appointed Moses and Aaron, and brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may plead with you before the Lord concerning all the righteous deeds of the Lord, that he performed for you and for your fathers. When Jacob went into Egypt, and the Egyptians oppressed them, then your fathers cried out to the Lord, and the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, who brought your fathers out of Egypt and made them dwell in this place. But they forgot the Lord their God, and he sold them into the hand of Sisera, commander of the army of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab. And they fought against them. And they cried out to the Lord and said, 'We have sinned, because we have forsaken the Lord and have served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, that we may serve you.' And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Barak and Jephthah and Samuel and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and you lived in safety. And when you saw that Nahash, the king of the Ammonites, came against you, you said to me, 'No, but a king shall reign over us,' when the Lord your God was your king. And now behold the king whom you have chosen, for whom you have asked. Behold, the Lord has set a king over you. If you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, and if both you and the king who reigns over you will follow the Lord your God, it will be well. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you and your king. Now therefore stand still and see this great thing that the Lord will do today before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call upon the Lord that he may send thunder and rain, and you shall know and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking for yourselves a king." So Samuel called upon the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, "Pray for your servants to the Lord your God, that we may not die. For we have added to all our sins this evil to ask for ourselves a king." And Samuel said to the people, "Do not be afraid. You have done all this evil, yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver, for they are empty. For the Lord will not forsake his people, for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people for himself. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you, and I will instruct you in the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your king." Amen. As a child, I was such a rule follower that I rarely got in trouble with my parents. But the earliest memory of getting in trouble was in elementary school. I remember there was a bully in class that often teased others. During nap time, I secretly wrote a note saying, "I hat you." My lack of spelling knowledge left me to write "hat" instead of "hate." But regardless, I slipped it into her cubby while she wasn't looking. I thought I was being so heroic and took charge. But the teacher caught me and I was in trouble. I remember trembling and was so scared. The funny thing is, I kept saying, "No, no, I didn't write hate, I wrote hat. It's funny because I literally did write hat instead of hate, but anyways, I was so scared of getting in trouble that I could not fess up to my wrongdoing. After a lot of patience from my teacher and my parents, I finally admitted my actions. I remember feeling really embarrassed and scared, but the next day the teacher treated me with kindness and my parents kept loving on me. Have you ever messed up and felt so shameful or afraid that you withdrew yourself or felt scared to confess because of punishment? This is what the Israelites did. Their appointed leaders were not enough for them. They demanded a king, but they became afraid and asked Samuel to pray for them that God would spare them. And this was his response, verse 20 to 22. And Samuel said to the people, "Do not be afraid. You have done all this evil. Yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver, for they are empty. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people for himself." God had every right to forsake them, but instead he said, "Keep serving me with all your heart. Turn from the empty ways of the world. I will not forsake you. I will not leave you." So let's take some time to reflect today. Are you living in sin? Are you living apart from God's ways? Maybe you have felt that you have sinned in such a way that you can never make it up to God. Many people even leave the church because of the shame that their sin brings. But just as God exhorted the Israelites to serve him, we too are meant to serve the body. I think that in this context, God asks us to serve because we are meant to do life together. Sometimes I think it is easier to confess to God than it is to confess to others. But when we are able to confess to others and are met with God's love, man, it's like all the hardened walls we build up fall like sand. If you are struggling with sin, allow God to minister to you today. Don't withdraw. He's saying, "I'm not going anywhere. Come to me. There's nothing you have done or can do that can possibly turn my love away from you." And for others, let's reflect and pray that we would be a church that can receive others with Christ's love, where we too can say, "I see you and I still choose to love you and support you." Let's pray against the spirit of judgment and instead for God's heart. Let's receive his love today. Let's pray. God, we thank you for today's word that you are a God who chooses to forgive. You're a God who chooses to stay with us even though we are so undeserving. Help us, God, to really receive the magnitude of this kind of love that is purely unconditional and has no reasonable explanation for us. We want to experience that kind of grace and love from you. I pray that we would also be a people that is reflective of this kind of love too. So we thank you, we love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.